If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Hopefully you are familiar with Alderman Brian Hopkins. He's been on this show several times. He has been behind the push for a snap curfew. And Steve's been playing audio of you all afternoon, Alderman, where you're pretty upset, pretty vocal when the votes didn't come in.
Yeah, I was quite angry this morning, not so much because of the anticipated vote, but the mayor's pep rally that he had this morning can only be described as support for the concept that we should allow violent teen takeovers to happen. I've never seen anything like it. The rhetoric associated with it, the extreme left Marxist organizations that he surrounded himself with, the false narrative that he put out there about what this ordinance was. He seems to have forgotten that he drafted this ordinance with me in his office. I actually was sitting at his table with him to my left, Superintendent Snelling across the table, and then my co-sponsors, Alderman Irving and Alderman Dowell, with me, along with some of the attorneys who were working on this. And we had a 45-minute discussion about all the things we were going to put in this ordinance. I left that meeting with support from the administration to pass it. And here we are a few months later, and he's accusing me of political theater while he surrounds himself with anti-police, pro-criminal, radical activists.
Okay, hold on.
And has a celebration over the fact that we have just now said we're going to allow teen takeovers to occur. So that's why I was angry. I remain angry, but I'm angry on behalf of the city, because this is not the kind of thing you can allow to happen in a city. Because people suffer and are victimized by it.
Alderman, you're using very strong inflammatory language, and I don't know if this is a piece of the mayor's pep rally that you're referring to or not, but I think it's only fair we play it, and this is what he had to say, and you tell me how it applies.
The easy thing to do would be to play into the political theater of safety. The easy thing to do would be to tell people that if we threaten young people and families with severe repercussions, that somehow would make us safer.
I mean, isn't he saying, though, that investing in communities, investing in, is better than bringing people, I know they're not arrested, but bringing people to jail? That's his point. And you can disagree with it, but what makes it pro-criminal, pro-Marxist, pro-radical, all of those things you accused him of?
I don't disagree with that. I mean, that makes sense. What doesn't make sense is to say that that's the answer when violence breaks out on the streets. They're two entirely different things. I would compare it to a cardiologist who recommends that you have diet and exercise as part of your lifestyle to avoid a heart attack. Great. We all agree with that. Then when you're in the ambulance because you had a heart attack, the cardiologist says, no, we're not going to take you to the hospital. I'm going to give you a lecture about diet and exercise because that's the root cause of your condition. It's insane.
Here's where I've been kind of confused, because on June 4th, Chicago Sun-Times reported that Police Superintendent Larry Snelling wanted the snap curfew. And then WBEZ, their partner, maybe 10 days later, said Police Superintendent Larry Snelling tells a judge he would never use snap curfew. Where does the superintendent of police land on this issue?
Well, I can't speak for him. I can only say that he was at that meeting in full support of this ordinance. He helped us, you know, come up with the concept for it. We even had, as I said, we had a lawyer in the room who was helping us with the language. The one thing that Superintendent Snelling disagreed with in that meeting was the notion that the deputy mayor, a civilian position, should have equal authority in making a declaration for a temporary curfew. He said, no, it would have to be an advise and consent role. You can't elevate a civilian position, give them equal law enforcement authority to a sworn law enforcement commander. That was, and that's a relatively minor distinction, I would argue, in the overall scope of this ordinance. That was one relatively minor point that we'd all couldn't come to a consensus on in this meeting. And I chose to go with the superintendent over the mayor and the deputy mayor on that matter. because there were three co-sponsors of this, myself, Alderman Irvin, and Alderman Dowell. We had a discussion after this meeting, and the vote between the three of us was 2-1 to go with the superintendent's request versus the deputy mayor's request. So that's how we solved that disagreement. But as I said, at the end of that meeting, we were all on the same page. They were supporting this ordinance. The mayor was ready to go, completely contradicted what he said today. And he was the one that was talking about political theater. That's what this morning's pep rally in support of allowing teens to violently take over the streets. That's what that was, political theater.
Okay, so the mayor's had a few wins recently in the city council, but he's certainly not known for his sway over the aldermen or alderwomen. You lost. A number of aldermen voted against you. Why is that, do you think, and what could you have done differently?
Yeah, well, I had this conversation with Alderman Irvin before the meeting, and because he had told me when we had that 2-1, you know, vote between the three of us, he said, you know, you might wind up losing on this. And in hindsight, perhaps, had I told the superintendent, we can't go along with your request, we're going to have to find a way to elevate a civilian and give them police authority, which is unprecedented and possibly contrary to state law. Had I done that, we may have possibly passed it. I don't know. It's hard to say in hindsight for sure. But I, you know, we had a 28 supporters today. You know, typically 26 is all it takes to pass something in the council. I had 28. Unfortunately, you need a supermajority to override a veto. So, you know, it's a Pyrrhic victory, if you will. You know, there's a significant support for this concept in the city council. And after the meeting, a couple of my colleagues took me aside and said, you know, we're not giving up. Let's try a different version. Let's think of something else. And so we'll have that discussion now. There may be another alternative that could garner support. I don't know if we can ever get to 34 votes because, you know, we have a far left progressive caucus in the city council. And
what would a new plan look like?
Anything that would be perceived as pro-police.
What would a new plan look like?
It's too early to say. I didn't really have a plan B. I was focused on today's vote. And up until today, frankly, I was cautiously optimistic I could possibly get to 34. You know, I did everything I possibly could. I feel like I went down swinging today. So I don't have a plan B, but we're going to start coming up with one immediately.
All right. Well, let us know when you get that plan written up.
Okay, will do.
Thank you, Alderman.
Thanks, guys.